Victory 91.5. Your Victory 91.5. David and Leanna, Ray Haynes, continuing, or is this wrapping up? Are we continuing or wrapping up?
This is more towards the wrapping. It's funny, a lady just called and said, did you get it out of order? And I went, I did have it out of order. When I was cleaning up my notes to make for the radio version, mm-hmm. I put Elijah got up at the fourth cup, and he's really not till this next cup. So we have to do a little turnaround.
Scratch that.
Since you already drank the cup. So we are in the conclusion mode, but let me go back and fix that one first, because it is significant, because we should be talking about Elijah now. But so right after that bread, you're drinking the fourth cup, which mm-hmm. is the cup of Hallel, the right. Psalms of Praise, which is, if you want to kind of follow along, when you look through the Haggadah, you'll see Psalms 115, 116, 117. And so it's about praise. It's about completion. And it's a neat time mm-hmm. as you seek out God's face and you realize who he is and what he's done. And then Elijah becomes the fifth cup, which is called the silent cup, because it doesn't have any designation. You just have a special place set at your table for Elijah, and that cup is this fifth cup that you use. And it's such a profound reality when you just wrap it all together. But let me do a slight correction there so we don't get you confused, because after you do that fourth cup, if you welcome Elijah. Was he mowing out?
Oh, yeah.
Was that a lamb?
That was Elijah. Would you open the door?
If we open our door, there will not be Elijah. That will be the guy cutting grass. So what's interesting, though, so they've opened the door. And so the next thing they have to do is actually leave the Seder, right?
Right.
So at the last Passover, when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. You will all fall away, Jesus told them. For it's written, I will strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered. But after I've risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee. Jesus, after singing and closing the Passover dinner, had to leave the city, for the atonement lamb's body was always offered up to God outside the city walls. So he actually had to, there's more than just going to pray. Mm-hmm. There's a purpose even of his, where he was going and what he was doing. And Psalm 118 traditionally is the song you sing there, and any other closing songs that you'd want. And as you close the Seder, especially for us, we remember the promises of God to Israel. He who blesses the Jews will be blessed. He who curses the Jews will be cursed. That's Genesis 27. So we're going to pray for Israel again, as we prayed in the beginning. And in the, this is one of those times where we actually have a written down prayer specifically for them. And it says, have compassion, O Lord our God, upon us, upon Israel, your people, upon Jerusalem, your city, on Zion, the dwelling place of your glory, and upon your altar and your temple. Rebuild Jerusalem, your holy city, speedily in our days. Be gracious to us, and give us strength. O God, restore the congregation of Israel in your love. Bring them to the knowledge and love of the everlasting Redeemer, Yeshua, Jesus, the Anointed One, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. For before him every knee will bow and every tongue confess, Jesus Christ is Lord. And we will be with him in the New Jerusalem. He will be our God, and we will be his people forevermore. That's a piece of Revelation 21. And the Seder customarily ends by everyone saying, next year in Jerusalem, which we will be, of course, next year, which will be September 15th. And the blessing is, may the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord deal kindly and graciously with you. May the Lord bestow his favor upon you and grant you peace. And I'll correct these notes before we post them up there to the page, so we don't get you off on your Passover Seders. And when we come back and just have our conclusion, we're going to look at just some tips for your, if you want to do Passover, and just maybe a couple of verses about the body of Christ being his bride.
Passover helpful hints. As you were just sharing that, I just thought about when you were talking about it is enough, or it would be enough, Dayenu.
Yes.
And thinking about that song that we sang for 40 years, Ilu Hotzi Hotzianu, Hotzianu Mi Mitzrayim, Dayenu, and not getting it. Mm. Not getting it. Feeling the love of my people. We got that, but not everything.
Not all the realities of who he is and what he did.
Amen. Mm.